This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A very, very good afternoon to all our listeners out there from your favorite station program, Community Matters. We will be having you all, ladies, gentlemen, children, omas en opas, wie ook al is en waar hy is. Ons is dankbaar om vir u te hê vanmiddag saam met ons en ons het 'n vol program vir u vanmiddag en ek hoop u gaan saam met ons gesels op 0817291657. Gesels saam met ons en ons het ons co-host die by ons Jean Morris en ons sê baie welkom op
Community Matters.
En u maak saak, you matter in the community, die buurvrou matter, die ouma, die oupa, ons allemaal maak saak in die gemeenskap. Nou, u het seker gesien op Facebook Live, ons ander twee gaste, Bishop Manuel, wat die chairman is, Jean is ons co-host en is belangrik, ek gaan net iets vra rondom hulle. En dan pas die sakkie. Hulle het bietjie challenges die 2 months. Hulle mag miskien nog opdag of mag nie, maar ons is hier en Jesus is hier. Is dit die ware, Jean?
Absolutely.
En dit is wat belangrik is. Ek wil net 'n skrif aan die deel en ek is Susan Moss. Ek het vergeet om vir my voor te stel. En net 'n skrif aan die deel is Galatians 6 verse 2. It says, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now, family community work, as we all know, is about sharing the load and supporting one another. Isn't it, Jean?
100%.
En dit is precies wat ons gaan doen vanmiddag. Mm-hmm. Ons gaan mekaar se laste probeer ligter maak. Vra wat daar is, gaan ons beantwoord. So, u kan saam met ons gesels. En dis lekker om saam met u te wees. Op die rusbank in die huis is bietjie warm, so as jy buite is, sit 'n hoed op die kop of as jy stap, vat 'n sambreel. Ek sien die Kaapse mense is nie so lief vir sambrele nie, maar as jy in Gauteng is of in KwaZulu-Natal, dan sien jy hulle loop met sambrele. Maar ons wil vanmiddag baie dankie sê vir die Here dat ons so bevoorreg is om u suster te wees. Daar waar jy is, jy ma te wees, miskien jy ouma te wees, jy vriendin te wees, waar jy is. Jean, wil jy nie net vir hulle middag sê nie?
Good afternoon, all your beautiful listeners. I'm just listening to Susan and saying, you know, we are so blessed with this amazing, beautiful weather that we have here in Cape Town. We are blessed to have each and every one of you just listening in, whether you're in your car, whether you're sitting on that couch, it does not matter where you are. We are just so honored to have you listening in on us today.
Ja, en ons wil vir dankie Jean en ons wil net vir u sê, moenie vergeet nie, Isabel Ross se resep later in die dag wanneer ons afsluit is 'n okerneut tert. Wat is okerneut in Engels? Okerneut tert.
Maybe it's okerneut.
Okerneut nuts. O, familie, die kous van my te anglisisme hier beet okerneut nuts. So Isabel, miskien kan jy vir ons sê, ek hoop jy luister en kan jy vir ons sê, wat is jou resep hier in Engels? Want ek weet die Jean het een okerneut, ek weet die nog nooit wat so naam gehoor.
Please send us that message.
Ek dink is pekanuts, maar ek mag verkeerd wees. Nou, ons gaan luister na 'n lied, en dan gaan ons nog vir u, miskien na die lied, gaan ons die regte Engelse naam vir u kry. En dan, van Ricardo Benet. Nou, Ricardo Benet is morgenoggend se presente by ons op Saturday Mashup. En hy is ook 'n artist. En Ricardo Benet gaan vir ons sing Believe. En dit is wat ons almal in ons lewe nodig het. Is dit die ware, Jean?
I agree.
Somtijds menslik voel het so onmoontlik wanneer jy nie die ding sien nie. Nee? En dan moet jy glo in Jesus, want dit is wat hy sê. Glo in my. En dan gaan dit vir ons waar word, nee? Ons kan dit nie sê nie, ons moet dit net glo. En dit praat van geloof.
Ja, leef dit uit.
Ons moet dit uitleef, ons moet dit glo. en die woord glo, Ricardo Benet. Ons het geluister na die prachtige lied van Ricardo Benet, waar hy vir ons sê, that we must believe. Now, as you can see, Pastor Saki is in the studio. He had, he's not a traffic cop, you know, so he came in here and he just accused the traffic. He said, oh, the traffic. And we all know about traffic, eh? When you sit at home and you plan, that time you will be there. And then you come to the roads and then there's roadworks and there's this and there's that. So, yeah. But I'm glad you here, Pastor Saki, so much. We're so grateful. And as you can see today, we all do have new T-shirts on.
Beautiful.
We have Radio Cape Pulpit and Disa together. Amazing. T-shirts Amazing. On. And maybe, Jean, you can just stand up and show us your back, Pastor Saki. Stand up and show us the back, please, so that the listener can see. Can you see Kingdom in Action, Cape Pulpit and Radio Disa? Yeah. Thank you so much. You can have a seat. So maybe you can share something with us on 0817291657 about our beautiful T-shirts. Now, at this point in time, we're going to give Jean, which is our co-host, she's going to share with us. You know, this program is all about community. It's all about you. It's all about us. It's all about the neighbor and the kids that's playing in the street or at school. We're all from a community. Is that right, Pastor Saki?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we share here. We're sharing the stories of what's happening on the ground as the station, what do we do to change the lives of community.
Amen. Amen. That's correct. So Jean is going to talk to us about... Waar ek nou vir Jean iwers gesit hierso. Jean is going to talk to us about God's purpose in our communities. En as ons dink ons kan dit self doen, ons kan dit nie doen sonder die Here nie. En Jean gaan vandag vir ons sê, hoe is liewe Jesus betrokke in die community, Jean?
Yes, absolutely. He's like 100% there, not a 99%. He's 100% in every community, in every life, in every person. And I think this for me, this speaking about this, you know, is something that is really, really, it's very close to my heart because I come from that kind of community. Mm. And so it just shows that God uses ordinary people in ordinary places to do the extraordinary thing.
Wow.
And that's the one thing that really it captures me. I want to start off that God has a plan. We all know Jeremiah 29:11. He has a plan. He has a purpose for each, not for some, for each and every one of us. Every single person out there in our communities, you know, we are called, I believe, for a time such as this. We may not think it, we may not feel it, but we are called for a time such as this. And in saying that, we are not a mistake. We are not here by mistake, because God does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
He does not. I want to almost in Afrikaans, ons is net sommer so nie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ons is uitverkies.
Die Here het ons uitgekies.
Chosen.
We are, I also believe, a generational curse breaker. It's for us to stand up, be that Esther, break. That is what we need to do, especially in our communities, right? So I was born, and I think I shared a little bit of this on the last, when I was on, but I was born and raised on the Cape Flats.
Yeah.
A place that, yes, it's got a lot of heart, but there's also a lot of hardships. And growing up there, I saw what it meant and what it still means to be raised in a broken community. My parents, I know, they worked really, really. They worked hard. We were 7 children, you know. And never knowing where the next meal is going to come from, but I had parents that worked hard. We didn't know where it's going to come from, but it came. And that's only the Lord. He sees us through those moments, those difficult circumstances, right? I remember even having many, many friends and neighbors, families, struggling as well, battling to survive out in the communities that we are talking about. And if God could do it for me,
amen.
Yeah. He can do it for
you.
Right?
No respect of person.
No, he is not. God does come out to every, he's in every community. That's what I want to say. Sometimes we think or we feel, ach, not in my community because where I'm at. He is in every, listen to me, he's in every community. And I also think, I feel in our community there is such a lot of talent that is not coming out. There is people that has got that perseverance, that doesn't give up, that sitting inside there, that's got the resilience. And we should not be ashamed, having all that, be ashamed of where we come from. Never be ashamed of your growing up area and places where you come from. I said just now, God does not make mistakes. And we are here because he placed us here. Wherever you are, that is where God has placed you. He has a destiny. There's a destiny on each. God didn't just create you to be. He has placed a destiny on each and every one of us.
That's right.
And I want us all to remember that poverty is not our background.
Definitely not.
It's not. It's my past, if I have to put it like that. And my current is the destiny that the Lord has placed on you. We don't have to accept the past.
Yeah.
Look at the future. I said just now, generational curse breakers.
Amen.
We need to break.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's right.
What was behind and look forward and
need to stop by
towards
us.
Yeah, the mark of the
Yes. Because if we don't break the generational curses, our grandchildren and their children and their children, there's that beautiful song that gives those words.
Yeah.
Breaking the curses now,
Amen.
Pressing towards what is ahead, is for that generation to come. And so that is why I love being part of Community Matters.
Amen.
You just saw the Community Matters.
Yeah.
Because the community matters for us.
Yeah.
And that is why we're sitting here today, because it matters. We might not be able to change the world in one day, but we can make a difference right now in where we are. What
Amen.
Are we doing?
Amen.
Are we stepping out?
Amen.
Amen.
Are we saying, though it looks difficult, though it looks hard, though it looks tough, it's maybe rough, I can't do this. Yes, the Lord can.
Yeah.
There's a friend that of mine that said to me one day, many a times we pray for the person, we send that little encouragement, whether it's a WhatsApp, you even phone and you speak to the person, but this is what she said, that can you come to me and be a little bit of Jesus in the flesh?
Wow.
Just a little bit of Jesus in the flesh.
Amen.
And be there for me as a support.
Amen.
And that is what we need, a little bit of Jesus in the flesh sometimes, and not just that phone call.
Amen.
Over to Susan.
Familie, ons het nog geluister na Jean en Jana, die goed maak een mens.
She takes us into heaven.
Yeah, you can't sit with dry eyes, Pastor Saki.
Amen.
Jean is definitely someone, her heart is to inspire, to educate and remind others that God does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
And that every story can be rewritten through faith and perseverance.
Oh, yes.
En ons kan het doen, as ons net vir Jesus eerste stel. Nou, ek wil net vir u, ons gaan 3 boeke weggee vandag.
Wow, that's amazing.
3 books.
Wow.
The questions. Nee. Luisteraars, hoor nou hier. Dit is vir die luisteraars. It's for those who listen. We're going to give 3 books away. You can choose if you want English or Afrikaans. So I'm not having the books here. I have it in the office.
Yeah.
So you can choose. And after this beautiful song, Afrikaanse song van is 'n wonderlike klompie mense van Donovan Isaacs. Pastor Sakkie, jy verstaan wat ek gesê het. Okay. Baie goed sê Pastor Sakkie. U is wonderlik buite, ons is wonderlik want Jesus He made us a wonderlike klompie mense. Dan kom ons en dan gaan ek vir u die vra van die wonderlike klompie mense. Bless you. En so het ons geluister na 'n wonderlike klompie mense in is 12, 12, 23.
En ek is Susan Moss en saam met ons is Jean Morris en Pastor Sakie Koele. So ons is baie, baie dankbaar om saam met u te wees. Ons WhatsApp nummer in die studio is 081-729-1657. En u het seker gesê, hoe sê hulle Pastor Sakie? Jabulani. Jabulani hulle, nee, daar sy woord, nee. Jabulani hulle is baie moeilik om stil te sit. Now family, Pastor Sakie is going to share his portion of I must tell you, Pastor Sakie got a whole lot of hats on his shoulders. And I'm going to read some of them. But he can tell in his message or in his encouragement for you more about himself. Now, Pastor Sakie Koele is currently the chairperson of Khayelitsha Sub-District for Spiritual Crime Prevention. Hy is nie a criminal nie. All right? He is the chairperson of crime prevention. Yeah. And spiritual crime prevention, note that. He's also the founder of Promise Keepers Family Church in Khayelitsha, established in 2016. He's married. For those of you that sit that side there and look at his looks, he's married to Ntutu. Is that right, Koele? Yes. Blessed with one son, a beautiful son. I've met him, and he's a genius. He's a great student. He has worked as a community development pastor for more than 16 years. You got a lot of experience in the community. Later recently, as chairperson of the Spiritual Crime Prevention in Harare Police Station, and this is Harare here in Khayelitsha. Not the other one. He's also involved in schools ministry, major schools ministry. He held the pastoral license under Great Commission Ministers Network, endorsed by South African Council of Churches. So hy was nie gewink nie. He was called by God. I'm a radio contributor to Christian radio station at Radio Cape Pulpit for 8 years. It's a lot of years. He held a theological academic studies under Dutch Seminary and Stellenbosch University. You see why we need each other.
Jesus.
Ek gaan net gou lees Pastor Sakie. Tinka, hallo Tinka. Ooh, Tinka, jy is laat. Tinka, jy is laat. Jy moet gehoor het, Tinka.
Yeah.
Hallo Tinka. Tinka sê ek is hier. Sê hallo vir Tinka julle.
Hallo Tinka.
Tinka, jy ons T-shirts gesien, Tinka. Ons lyk so mooi vandag. Tinka, en ons is op soek na die Engelse woord vir okkerneut tert. Wat die resep gaan wees. Nou, my kouhous het gesê, wat jy gesê?
Ook in a turd.
So, Tinka, jy moet asseblief vir ons help. Pastor Sakie, ons gaan nou, I just want to say, the competition for the three books is, what title does Jean hold in this Community Matters? What title does Bishop Manuel have in the Community Matters?
Uh-huh.
And who is the lady that is every Friday on Community Matters, not on person, but whose recipes we read? Ne? Mm. Die een wat resepte gee, wat is haar naam? Wat is Bishop Manuel's titel in Community Matters? En wat is Jensen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Baie dankie, Pastor Sakie.
They must win. I mean, you gave them such clues.
I know all the answers. Can I give the answers?
No, Jean. Sorry. My.
I just want to make it short because of time. Thank you so much. I say Pastor Susie. She was a pastor for years. I call her Auntie Susie. I call her Pastor Susie. She's such a dynamic host. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and also to our radio, I want to say to the management for the partnership with Radio Disa, it's amazing. And as you said, I've been part of the radio here for quite a number of years.
More than 8 years.
You know, it's been amazing. And for me to see the progress of the things that are done, and these things, I believe, as recently we were in Khayelitsha with the radio. So I so wish to see more powerful, touching things to the community done by our K-Pulpit. But going to my message today, I want to touch on something which is very important. Maybe you are a leader, as it's been alluded that I work with schools, and I want to say you can be a leader at any age. You can be a leader as a young person. You can be a leader as an elder. You can be a leader as a young adult. And today we need elders who are able to teach us the values of Christianity to young wives, to young couples, to young men. And maybe my title would say, Christianity is designed to serve. And my scripture would be on Matthew 20 and verse 28. Let us just read verse 28, and I just want to share the story in summary. It says there in verse 28 in the NIV, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, that to give his life as a ransom of many." Now, if you read that particular passage, it's about a mother who has two sons. He comes to Jesus and he asks, "Can my sons be elevated to sit on the left and on the right?" He saw Jesus maybe as a young person. The Bible says Jesus started his ministry when he was 30 years old, and he finished it when he was 33. I can imagine how handsome was Jesus in those years, young Amen. As he was. And this mother who saw his son at the same age and saw Jesus doing tremendous work, and he wanted his their sons to be recognized as this young man, sure. not understanding that Jesus is living his life according to God's calling. Upon each and every one of us, we have what is called God's calling.
Amen.
And when you have the God's calling, as the woman of God has alluded in Jeremiah 29:11, the plans, God has got a plan, and the Bible says, "I have for you are not of evil, but are the plans to prosper you."
Amen.
So never want to be like someone else. Run your race in your own lane. So these young men, although they were servants of Jesus, but they wanted the stature of power, same or recognition like Jesus. And Jesus asked them, "Would you take my baptism? Would you take the pains of the things I will go through?" Guess what they said? "We will take it." Because they wanted to see themselves acquainted like Jesus, you know, lifted like Jesus. And the Bible says the disciples, which is, I can imagine how old was Peter and how old were other disciples. They sort of rebuked them, say, "What are you doing to them?" Because they respected Jesus as the leader. Now, Jesus says this particular scripture, which I've just shared, is he teaches them what is leadership. What does it take to lead? He says, if you want to be the leader, you must be the one that serves.
Yeah.
You must be the one that comes to the feet to serve others so that God can use you.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah,
Amen.
For the great things of God.
Yes.
So you can never want to be a leader if you sit on a chair and wait for things to come to you. You must be the one that rolls your still leaves and make your hands dirty. So that is my message today. I want to motivate someone to say, whatever that you are doing in your community, in your church, in your ministry, in the women's movement, I don't know what the Lord has called you, in which area he has called you, but let me tell you this: the eyes of the Lord are looking at
Amen.
You
yes.
and God is backing you all the time. And another thing you need to understand, you are living a life to leave a legacy, and whatever we do, it is for the glory of the kingdom of God. Don't do things to gain the glory of earth.
Sure.
The Bible says, hallelujah, in one of the scriptures, he says, "What will inherit a man if he gains for people to exalt him on this earth?" And now he had finished the reward.
Yeah.
And our reward is when our Jesus is coming, the second coming. And the Bible says, "We'll then be with him, and we shall then receive great rewards according to the Father." So I wanted to just motivate you to say, let us have a heart of servanthood. Let us have a humanity to change the lives of those that are hungry, those that they don't have food. Share, break the bread.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love the John the Baptist. He says there are two things as I'm closing that you are to do in order to serve God. They ask, what can we do to make ourselves better? As our sister said, just a little thing to do to be like Jesus. He says, take out your clock, share it. If you've got two clocks, take it to give it away to another.
Yeah.
And he says, break your bread and share it with someone else.
Wow.
That's what, if we were to do those two things and show the humility, show the love, show the care, it's enough to win so many people to the kingdom of God. God bless.
We're going to listen to Child in Your Arms, and then we will come back to Apostle Saki Kula. That is 12:37 in ons gaan aan met hierdie pragtige program op Community Matters Radio Cape Pulpit. And you know, I think it was this week, no, last week, it was our chairman of our board of Radio Cape Pulpit's birthday, Dr. Marius. It was his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, Dr. Marriott. Yes, it's now it's still the whole year, Pastor Saki, until next year. So there's never a belated one. It's the whole year still. So I just want to read the messages quickly to you. Skosa Sana Mtlanga, am I right?
Yes.
She says, is it the lady? Yeah. She
it's
says, Apostle, it's the man.
Yes.
He says, Apostle Kula, the great servant of the Most High God, very dedicated to God's work. We saw the fire, my brother, in here. We feel like it's a church service. So I agree with you fully. I agree with you fully.
He must come and that one for the interview. He's got a new music song.
Okay. Yes. We will get you. Ne? Apostle is going to bring you. All right? Yeah, you here on air. You are. We're going to hunt you down.
Yes.
So, and then he's got another message to say, wow, what a profound subject by Apostle Pastor Saki Kula. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. And I hear what you say, what you actually say in your message. The greatest in the kingdom is to be a servant.
Amen.
And that is what our apostle was sharing. And Tinka say, she likes our t-shirts. She say, yella look fancy. And she says, amen, live humbly before the Lord. I agree with you. And Susie, song wat is nou net na geluister het, ons moet soos kinders wees, ne? Die Here kan niks doen met groot mense nie, tinke en met hoogmoedige mense nie. We need to live in humility, and we need to be a child of God. So, ons gaan nou luister na, ons het ons nou gesê wat jy moet sê, nee, om die drie boeke te wen, en wat het, tinke sê, dis walnut. Jean was heel verkeerd, Tinka. Jean was heel verkeerd.
Dankie, Tinka. This
family, it's a walnut tart. Okay.
Doesn't he deserve a book? We've been
Tinka.
Yes, I agree.
Pastor Saki said you deserve a book. So we will. I'll phone you on Monday, Tinka, and then you can decide on your book. All the way from Robertson.
Yes.
Jean, gaan gauw vir ons. Okay, Jean praat ons nou Engels. Ek dink, weet jy die story van die Engelse mense, nee, maar ons moet maar vir allemaal kyte.
Yeah, I'll speak Kosa.
Ja, and Pastor Saki is going to share the second part in Kosa for us. Nee, God made us different. And that is so, so awesome. Jean was just telling me earlier when she stepped in, how beautiful it is to be a different.
Amen.
Jean.
Dank baie dankie. Walnut. Ek gaan hom nie maar baie vinnig vergeet nie. Nee? You deserve that book, Tinka.
Yes. Yeah.
Just for me to come back, wow, that was really, really, Pastor Saki, that was good. That was food for the soul. I think I want to go back to what I was sharing earlier, and I was thinking, you know, the biggest lie is disadvantaged communities believing that they can't do something. And that is really, really, it's just not true, you know. I've seen God doing a lot of changes in many, 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 many people's lives. And so me and Susan, Auntie Susan, Pastor Susan, like we heard Pastor Saki say, a woman with many, many, many names, we have the say. And, you know, I was just saying, you know, we can do all things. And we have the say that says, if I can,
You can.
And together, we can make a difference.
Amen.
That is powerful. And so I think we need to, in saying that, we need to arise above poverty. We need to arise in our futures, you know. We cannot just stay stagnant, right? I look back at my journey and I'm like, sure, God has been in every chapter of my life, even in the painful ones, you know. He took this little Cape Flats girl from a struggling home, almost looked like she's got no purpose for herself. But here I am sitting, wanting to give back into the community.
Amen.
And so to every listener out there, whether you're a single parent, whether you are a young adult, if you feel stuck, remember, I've said it a few times today, God does not make mistakes, and you are not a mistake. Rise above all odds. Rise above that poverty.
Amen.
Pastor Saki, again, bring in that way to Jeremiah 29:11.
Amen.
Just stand on that scripture.
Amen.
Just hold on to that scripture and don't let that go, because it does have a plan for your life. I wanna say, you know, never let go of God. Never let go of
Him.
Many times we hold on to other things, mm-hmm. but we need to let go and let God.
Amen.
And allow Him to take us beyond whatever it is that He wants to take us.
Amen.
Right? He's a God that does not sleep. He does not slumber. I think that's in Psalm 121:4.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
He does not.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's with you. Mm. I said earlier, He's in your community.
Mm.
He's in that Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, fast.
Yeah.
Oh, net. Fast on here. And don't let go of Him. And He'll see you to the other side.
So, Jean, actually what you're saying, we must dance in the rain.
Amen.
We have to.
We must praise in the storm.
I wish you can put our dance on Facebook.
Yeah. We definitely will do that.
I'll mince your hair.
Dance like David did.
You know?
Yes.
I'll mince your hair as you dance in the rain.
Yeah.
Dance, sister, dance.
And the makeup fall off. Yeah. And the mascara is swart.
Yeah.
But yes, family, if you never went through a storm, which I doubt, but the best way to pray is when you don't feel like praying. Isn't that true?
100%.
The best way to pray is when you don't feel like praising in the storm. Praise your way out in the storm, and God will always be there for us. Pastor Saki.
They say when you speak closer, you're like speaking the heavenly language.
Oh, is that so? Yeah. Okay, then you must teach me. You must teach me. Because Tanka say thank you, Pastor Saki, for the book. She's so grateful.
No, he's quite every time I'm here, I always hear his name. It's amazing. So I had to advocate for him to get the book. Thank you so much. I just want to touch it in closer. Now, go up about the Tetangabo. Ngumama kaZebedi esiba bengicacisile kuqala into bana ucela into kuYesu into kubana Yesu ngicela onyana bama babini. Now there's a difference between worship and authority. Now the others they were there to worship babemnqulu Yesu, but now umama uthi yena as much as kunqulwa apha, as much as they are worshiping, but and ucela into specific, ufuna into eyahlukile kuYesu. As I said earlier, Yolondo inendo kwenza negunya, which is in English, authority. That had to do with authority. The mother was interested in the authority. This man would open the eyes of the blind. This man would raise people from the dead. This man would open the mouth of the abandabanga wazuteta. So this mother saw that this man was full of power.
Wow.
But he did not know how does it take to lose the power. Because the power, you spend time to gain power. We know the story that Jesus had to spend 40 days and 40 nights led by the Holy Spirit. Now you need to understand this, led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So there are things of God you cannot do in your own power and ability, amandla akho, but you can do all things but ngenxaka Yesu through Christ. So now the Bible says here, xa sesivala kulo verse 28, uthi apha sicela izinto zimbini, uthi Yesu, hallelujah, glory to be the name of the Lord, uthi Yesu, hallelujah, ofuna ukuba mkhulu mayibe ngomncane, mayibe ngozithobayo, mayibe ngumntu osisicaka, mayibe ngumntu olungiselela, hallelujah, abanye. Because ulungisa into ukuthi uYesu ukuze uba ngokuqala umele ube ngokugqibela, ukuze ube ngumntu okhokhelayo umele ube yi-servant. Now inhliziyo kaThixo, that is the heart of God, in order for God to use you. God does not use pride, proud people. He does not use people abazigwagwisayo, people abathi, you know, I can do all things, I've got the anointing. But He uses people who have the humility, who has the anointing of being humble. And the Bible says, humble yourself by the side of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord He will lift you up. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Family, it's fire here. It's so hot in the studio. It feels like a church service.
Hallelujah.
But we're going to drag Pastor Saki back into studio. We're going to listen to Hy Lig My Op. And this is exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
God lifts us up.
Amen.
Marsha is going to sing for us. En so het ons gekom, familie, amper aan die einde van ons program, wat altyd baie hartseer is. Ek voel ons is nou eers op 'n hoogte, en ek gaan net gou die boodskappe lees. Kosazana sê, Pastor Sakkie, wow, heart of servanthood. I'm telling you, sir. I'll see you when you come and to the studio. And but then nice meeting you on air. And Isabel Ross say, good day everyone in the studio. Thank you for a blessed program. Never lose sight of Jesus, him being the example of servanthood. So much. I think, Pastor Sakkie, I think she understands Kosa.
Amen. Yes,
you know, she understands she Kosa does. Because you said that in Kosa.
The anointing.
It's yeah, the anointing.
It's a heavenly language.
Oh, yeah. You said so. So, family, we're going to closing. We've got our last 5 minutes. And I'm just going to let Jean, our co-host, tell you about our next guest on Friday. And then Pastor Sakkie will close for us in close for us also in prayer, Jean.
Yeah, all the listeners out there today, please, please don't miss next week,
yeah.
The 7th.
Mm.
It will be on Friday,
yeah.
Normal time, normal day, 12 to 1. We have an amazing, amazing woman whose heart is for the communities when it comes to gender-based violence.
Wow.
Such an important topic right now at this point in time in our lives.
Yeah.
Looking at all the many things that are happening out there, we need to be vigilant about those things. So we will have Janine Persens. She is the founder and the executive director of Survivors Haven Foundation. She herself is a survivor of rape. Janine turned her pain into purpose by establishing the foundation to support victims of gender-based violence and to restore hope in her community, or in all communities, if I have to put it like that. With years of experience in the community development, she's worked with organizations such as Women Lead Movement, the Clooney Foundation for Justice, and the University of Nottingham. She's also the radio presenter of Breaking the Silence, a program dedicated to advocacy and empowerment. Please don't miss it.
Luisteraars, daar het u gehoor, nee? So bespreek volgende Vrydag vir Community Matters. Pastor Sakkie.
I just want to say, if I can, you can.
Amen.
And together we can make a difference.
Isn't that true, Pastor Sakkie?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to pray. Father, we thank you for such a program such as this, which focuses on the lives in our communities. I just want to pray,
Lord,
Father, that for community workers, for people that you are using, such as myself, who are volunteers, Lord, on the ground, Father, on NGOs, NPOs, Lord, in community, some working with government as I do, and Father, to bring safety and to bring protection, some working under health, others working as social workers, Father, for our community, some working as preachers and pastors, Lord, to nurture the heart, to work into the mind, as we know, Father, that we are in a dispensation where our people are suffering with mentality sicknesses, and people, they've got depression, some have got anxiety. It is only the word of God that is able to restore and build and put people to where God wants them to be. I pray, Father, for this radio, that it may continue to be anointed.
Amen.
I pray, Father, for its funds.
Amen.
I pray, Father, for its fundraising. Jesus. I pray, Father, for the programs. Anoint each and every program that is aired into this radio. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Pastor Sakkie. And family, don't forget the Mighty Men Cape Flats, the prayer meeting that's tomorrow, 1st of November.
I'm going. Kailicha.
Are you going?
Kailicha is coming.
Mighty Men of Cape Flats. Kailicha
men,
is coming.
Eh?
It's only for the men.
It's for the men.
It's for the men, for the priests, for the kings.
What do you call it? At last.
At last, yes.
Something
small
for the men.
Small and tall and every size,
something
every age.
Something for the men.
Yeah. So
I think Samuel will be there. We have
and
got
Paul
Texas.
And yeah.
Texas from Kylie. So can you believe it? And
sure.
This one is for Cape Flats.
Yeah, and Johnny Davids will be there, and everybody else will be there. Angus Buchan is going
Great
to be the speaker. Neville D.
We call him Tamkulu.
Amen. See you next week, family. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
By die Kaap, by die Weskaap, en verder. Kaapse Kansel. 729 AM.
Okkerneettert. Vir die kors is een ryk brosdeeg kors. 150 gram ongesuurde botter, 150 ml ligbruin suiker, 3 eiers, geraspede skil en sap van 1 klein suurlemoen, 150 ml goue stroop, 200 gram okkerneete, 'n knippie sout. Voorverhit die oond tot 200 grade Celsius, rol die brosdeeg dan uit en voer 8 cm vlaanpannetjie of 'n 23 cm uit verruffelde pan uit met botter. Verkoel vir 20 minute. Bak 15 tot 20 minute blind, verwyder die boontjies die laaste 5 minute. Verlaag die oontemperatuur tot 180 grade. Dan die vulsel, verroom die botter en suiker tot lig en donsig. Voeg die eiers 1 by 1 by en klits goed na elke byvoeging. Roer die lemoenskil en sap in. Verhit die stroop tot loperig, maak nie te warm nie en roer dit saam met die okkerneete en sout by die eiermengsel in. Giet die mengsel in die tertkoos en bak 40 tot 45 minute tot goudbruin en uitgerys. Sit warm of koud voor met roomys of geklitste room. Dit maak een groot tert. Eet en geniet.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.